Constantino and the department purchased the high-tech 3D printer to help with teaching about specimens that are so old they wouldn't usually be able to touch them. Using the printer, he's able to give his students in human anatomy courses a chance to handle replicas of specimens they are studying. The machine is so new to the department, they're not sure what all they can do with it. Constantino says it just makes sense as the next step in learning for students.
A lot of times you have three-dimensional data on the computer, and you can see it on the computer, but it's still really hard to visualize how shape changes, how two skulls, for instance, these two species may differ from one another. We can actually print them off here and hold them in our hands, and it's much more intuitive, not only for us as researchers, but also for students to be able to see what are the differences.
The printer creates a model that fits the exact specifications of whatever is inputted into the system. Constantino says it's a process that doesn't take long and can make the classroom experience that much easier for students to see parts of the anatomy.
It prints off about 20 millimeters per hour. So for a skull like this, it will probably take about at least 2 to 3 hours to print this off. And then once it's printed, there's a little post-printing modification we have to do. We have to blow off the excess powder, and then we have to put an epoxy resin on top of it just to harden it up and make sure it's durable. So that takes maybe an extra hour on top of that. So overall, probably about 3 to 4 hours.
The anthropologist sees no limit to how the technology could be used all over campus, such as others in the science fields, but also others throughout the university for a hands-on experience.
We feel like that there are teachers all over the university that could potentially benefit from it. We envision people that work on the molecular scale being able to print off scaled up versions of their molecules and show them to their students so that rather than trying to picture what this thing looks like in their head, they can actually see in their hands a model of what this molecule might look like.
He says professors will quickly see that's one of the many things about the future of education that's becoming much more interactive.
I think it's certainly going to be a tool that becomes much more widely used than it is now. I mean, even since we bought this, technology's been evolving. So now they have ones that can print in metal, ones that can print in plastic. It's becoming cheaper. So I think, you know, right now it's not hugely used, but as it becomes more affordable, I think it's going to really explode, and I think both teaching and research is going to really benefit from it.
Constantino says the next step is to purchase a 3D scanner to complement the printer. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.